This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Back in 1997, writer, director, and actor Jon Favreau played an overly enthusiastic chef in some episodes of the sitcom Friends. Turns out he was typecast. He loves food and cooking. KUNC film critic and CU Denver film teacher Howie Mofshevitz says Favreau's new movie, Chef, proves it.
When a movie gets labeled as feel-good, I want to run for the hills because it usually means sappy and cloying. But Jon Favreau's new picture, Chef, really does make you feel good. And yes, the sap flows and it's painfully obvious, but there's so much life in the movie that it's easy to overlook the gooey side. The forgettable part of Chef tells an overworked story of a preoccupied man learning to notice the young son he's been ignoring. But if you shove that aside, Chef's a wonderful piece about the joy and community that come from food made with love, care, and skill, and music also made with love, care, and skill. Writer, director, lead actor Jon Favreau plays Carl Casper, a famous chef at a restaurant in Los Angeles. He's divorced and he has a son, Percy, whom he disappoints weekly. Carl argues with the owner of the restaurant, Dustin Hoffman, over what to prepare for the visit of a sharp-tongued critic, and winds up stalking out of the kitchen in rage and despair, only to find happiness and love cooking Cuban sandwiches in a food truck. But you don't want Chef for the flimsy story. The glories of the movie are the sequences of Carl doing what he loves. Shots of chopping vegetables at supersonic speeds may be obligatory, but Favreau also celebrates the real skill of his chef. His fingers arrange a piece of meat for the knife, which comes into the picture tip first, and then the blade of the knife cuts precisely and beautifully. The hands arrange the slices, each move or gestures deft and sure. Late one night, Carl makes spaghetti with garlic and olive oil for a woman friend, Scarlett Johansson. And again, the film delights in the skill of preparation as Carl makes a clockwise swirl of the noodles in the saucepan. The grilled cheese sandwich for Percy may be the greatest grilled cheese sandwich in history. And to top it off, you hear the crunch as Carl and Percy bite into this simple, elegant miracle. In a Miami sequence, Carl, Percy, and Percy's mother, the voluptuous Sofia Vergara in skin-tight dresses, go to a club where Percy's grandfather, Jose C. Hernandez Perico, performs with his Cuban jazz band. They're terrific, and when the sequence ends, it's much too soon, and you yearn to hear this man keep playing. In a Texas scene, Gary Clark Jr. plays lovely rhythm and blues guitar. Chef's in love with things made by human beings, a good knife, a food truck when it's cleaned and polished, and of course the sight of food. It's like the food and music documentaries of the great Les Blanc that launch into fits of pure ecstasy over the sensualities and pleasures of human life. The characters in Chef adore these things. It brings them together. It inspires good feeling. When the film wanders into the morass of human relationships, Chef looks lost. But the movie exults in the life of the senses, smell, sight, taste, sound. Jon Favreau's brought fine actors into his food movie. John Leguizamo and Bobby Cannavale play the chef's main assistants. Oliver Platt's the critic. Robert Downey Jr. has just one sequence in the picture, but he's brilliant. He plays a promoter of some kind who's totally unmoored. He talks about at least three things all at once. Carl can't figure out what this guy's talking about, but he does get the food truck for Carl. Downey's a shameless ham. He steals the scene, and then like a wisp, he vanishes. The other dazzler's MJ Anthony is 10-year-old Percy. This kid has emotional range and control of his voice and his expressions. He gets angry and withdrawn. He pretends to be compliant, and then he's playful and enthusiastic. For lots of reasons, Chef isn't much of a film. On the other hand, it's marvelous. For KUNC, I'm Howie Mofshevitz.